10 years from 9/11. What was the result of, and what is the result of the NATO mission in Afghanistan from your point of view until now?
Well, the NATO mission in Afghanistan has successfully relieved the people of Afghanistan of a tremendous tyranny, the tyranny of the Taliban. And if you travel in Afghanistan and talk to people in Afghanistan, you will find that the Afghans do not remember the period of Taliban rule warmly. On the contrary, it was a time when many people were oppressed, violence was used to control the population, women were oppressed, children were denied education. And now, 10 years later, the situation in the country has improved dramatically. The rights, the human rights of the population are much more respected, and we're working closely with the Afghan government to strengthen their security forces so that Afghanistan can provide for its own security and so that we can ensure that Afghanistan will not be used as a platform for terrorist attacks in other parts of the world.
Are the Taliban's, are they still a threat to world peace and there's a threat for the eastern states?
The Taliban still espouses an ideology which is an ideology that would oppress people, is an ideology that allows the use of violence for political means, and is therefore an ideology that is inconsistent with the values of democratic countries anywhere. So I would say that they are less of a threat, but they're still a threat.
What is the NATO mission focus in Afghanistan at this point? What is happening now with this mission?
We're working hard together with the government of President Karzai to ensure that the Afghan government has the security forces it needs to provide for the security of their own people. And that's what the transition's about.
And what is the goal of this transition? What do you hope
the goal
to
of the
achieve with this?
The goal of the transition is to have an Afghanistan that is governed justly, where the human rights of its population are respected, that has the capability to provide for its own security, and that is not a platform for terrorist attacks to any other part of the world.